In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we shall continue our services. To introduce my servant, I shall read from the third letter to the Ephesians, verses 14 through 21. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Here Paul is approaching children of God in Ephesus by means of prayer on their behalf. He prays to the Father and requests on behalf of those children of God in Ephesus. He requests the blessing of God that they would have the strength to believe. Faith is a gift from God. And God works faith and creates faith. On our behalf, we are unable to do this. Yet the Word of God exhorts us to believe. Jesus in particular teaches the key doctrine of Jesus' teaching was the essence of the kingdom of God. In the mind of somebody who does not have this gift of faith, the kingdom of God is a hidden matter, incomprehensible. Yet, people are encouraged to seek it. And now, as we are before the Word, we ask that God, through His Spirit, would give this effect that those of us here at this service site, or those that are before the means of media, that God would create faith and reveal an outlook of the kingdom of God, especially to those of us who are brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit would be able to strengthen and feed. In one portion, Paul prays as follows. Pray on my behalf as well, so that I would be given words to speak with an open mouth, so that I would boldly speak and make public the secrets of the gospel. My heart also had this prayer. Pray on my behalf too, so that the word of God would be able to be proclaimed living even during this sermon among the children of God. God has given this office of preaching into his kingdom of God, so that those that would believe, that is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God would give them the strength to become a child of God. That is, it is God who works, does the work. Paul writes that after grace had occurred on our part, we have received the office of preaching. That is, this task has been given for every child of God. God has invited us to preach even beyond the congregation, to feed and to guide brothers in Zion. But when Paul was writing this letter, it becomes clear before this that he has received this, he has been assigned this task by God, and he is loyal to this task. And he says, I, who am the least holy among the saints, have been given this grace to that I would publish this unexamined wealth of Christ among the pagans. Those of you brothers and sisters, no matter where you are serving in everyday life, but in particular, God has called his servants of the word. And Paul had the view that it was grace that this happened on his part. And so it is. I have said about myself that it has been such a blessing that I've been able to serve the children of God. Know what kind of faith I have within my heart. And the children of God have been given the task of looking after those who serve with the word. And therefore, all servants of the word are in good care. But at the same time, it gives responsibility for this job. Just as Paul experienced, he encourages us in love, in the spirit of love, to examine the Bible, to listen to brothers and sisters, to comfort, and to forgive. And so this is the effect and the work that God does in the house of God. And so from this prayer of Paul, we can see the love that he has toward the believers in Ephesus. And I believe that every single servant of the word that is serving among the local Zions, they experience this responsibility, or they feel this responsibility, and they pray that God would give them this Spirit, to be able to serve in the love and in the grace of God, and to be feeding. And so we ask that God would personally help us, each one of us, in this task. When I was thinking about this text, Paul says, I bow my knees. I bow unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, he is turning to God in prayer. And he says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. This is how he introduces or opens this portion of God's word where he is requesting God's blessing. And in this prayer, the very first request is that he would give strength to the riches of, according to the riches of his glory. That to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. There has been a lot of talk in these services about how we have two portions. There is this temple of this corruption, our flesh and blood. And then there is the new man, or the new portion, which God has placed in our hearts through faith. But the effect of this outward temple is very strong in us, this outward vessel, and it tends to want us not to believe. Isn't it it's no wonder that Paul prays this way. When Luther writes about what the power and effect of the fall of sin into man was, he says, it is so great that at the base of every person's heart, sin lives. That is, at the base of every single person's. And he also even says that there is nothing that can remove this. That's how Luther understood it. And that is also how every child of God understands it. There is nothing that can remove the effect of the flesh and the blood. And sin dwells within me, in my flesh and in my blood. And that is why this request that we would be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man is warranted for every single child of God. And it is relevant for every single person that God would reveal and give this new portion into the hearts of everyone through Jesus Christ, and would strengthen it so that it could control this vessel of corruption. None of us can boast that we have been successful in this. Sin attaches and makes the journey slow. But what is it that is the source of strength? What is the source of power? Where does it come from? So we can say, one day at a time, we can endeavor on the way that brings us to heaven. It's the gospel. the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good tidings, which begins from the fact that the Bible is fulfilled, the prophecies of the prophets is fulfilled. The Lord Jesus Christ has been born, and he has died, and he is resurrected as a victor over death. And he who is partaking of this first resurrection by faith, that is, of the gift which Jesus Christ has prepared. Death has no power over it. That is how important the work of Jesus Christ is. But it can only be owned through faith, the faith of a child, as Jesus instructed. And by owning that gospel which is proclaimed and which is revealed from God's house. Therefore, after God has given you, the listener, the opportunity to be listening to these summer services, to the word that is proclaimed here, open your ears so that the Holy Word of God would be able to enter your inner self through faith and allow it to reveal itself. I would ask you, as it is said in one song of Zion, can you agree with those words when they say, my home, eternal, beautiful, is in heaven, and that is where my mind is longing. Listener, do you feel like your home is in heaven? This is relevant. This is important. It's the most important thing that will happen in a man's life, to be able to own that promise, that through this, one shall be able to own the home of heaven through faith. Or are you a doubting one? One that is wondering? Someone that is faltering before the Word of God? Are you seeking your own place? One person told me, a person that had been engaged in a lot of spirituality and righteousness, he says he was afraid of God. He had done a lot of work to find peace for his soul, but he said he must fear God. I wish to ask you, child of God, do you have anything to fear about God? No, you don't. You have received all your sins forgiven through Jesus' merit work, and thereby peace unto your conscience and joy. And through faith, you look upon the destination in heaven, that beautiful home in heaven. This is what should be pursued in this time. When Paul requests by saying that according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, just as I mentioned, there is only one good reason and one good method. And it is not dependent or from mankind. It is the gift of God. And that is to believe the gospel of the kingdom of God in your own hearts. Brothers and sister, I know that many hearts are wavering and wondering, well, what about me? Am I going to reach the destination? I'm so poor. My faith is so weak. And there are a lot of everyday concerns and worries that are filling my mind. Listen, you can believe now. All sins forgiven, all doubts and sins forgiven, the grace of God. It is the grace of God which is encouraging, is encouraging us and feeding us. And it is that source of strength. And our faith becomes more clear. And we receive strength from this gospel to battle against those powerful forces that arise from our flesh and blood. And therefore, you can believe so comforted this gospel. I am reminded of a minor event when a little boy came home and his father asked him what happened at services. And he says, they said that even children can believe. And so, children and young people believe. Sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven. Even children can believe. And the children do believe. And you, dear young brothers and sisters here in Zion, the ones that are out in the field may not all be reached by the word, but may this word reach you when it is said, your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This forgiveness is so strong, so powerful, that the writer of the Psalms writes, as far, as high as the heaven is of the earth, which means an incredible measure, may that fear of God strengthen them. And so it is, the healthy fear of God strengthens those. Just as far as the east is from the west, He removed us from our evil deeds. You do not need to remember what has been forgiven. That's what Paul says. I shall forget those which have been behind me, and I shall look upon those things which are before us. And brothers and sisters, we look forward. And so the gospel is the source of strength of children of God. And then there is something related to Paul's prayer, which is significant. And when we were at the preachers and elders meetings, this theme was brought up, and it was even mentioned tangentially in the preachers meeting, and that is the righteousness of faith. Nothing else will give you freedom except the experience of being righteous by faith in your heart. The Bible is full of examples, in particular regarding Jesus. This topic came up when he was approached by the Pharisees and the scribes. This was the topic which the Pharisees and the scribes were not able to comprehend. They were unable to understand the concept of being righteous by faith. We know, brothers and sisters, as Paul says, not by works, lest one should boast. In your heart, you know this. But the enemy of soul, as the adversary of God, is someone who wishes to change our minds and to seek for freedom from there where it does not exist. When Paul writes this way to the Ephesians, he asks, he petitions, requests that God would have an effect on them, in which God, Jesus Christ, would live in their hearts. Surely we can say that the Lord Jesus Christ was living in their hearts through faith. But Paul felt that this was important, that he included in this request, because the enemy would want us to look backward to the journey which is behind us. He would even want to highlight the fact that I have been working in the work of the kingdom of God. I have done this and that. I have believed for such a long time. I have helped him and or her in the house of God. That is to say, there are many kinds of reasons that the flesh and blood would make us look at. And especially as a person who has traveled as a child of God for a long time, but that is not where our salvation lies. This is where a child of God would stumble on the way. Many people would like to look for salvation through their works. It is good to do good. Even the Word of God exhorts us to do good. But nobody shall be nobody is saved by that when we look at this topic from another perspective. We surely do understand when we think about ourselves how we are faulty and weak on our own parts. The question could be asked, as it was asked by Jesus, what would a person give to redeem his soul? In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus asks, what does man give for the redemption of his soul? Child of God, pause and think about it personally. What would we give? What would we present to be able to say, I am a believer? It's not enough to have believed. What is important is to believe now. It's not enough to have believed for a long time, to have done a lot of work in the kingdom of God, to have accepted the children that God has given us, etc., to have operated in this house of God in a way that would have produced fruit, to be seen as a child of God is not even enough. But rather, just as we are right now, brothers and sisters, you who are looking into your own hearts, you can, by grace alone, trust in God, in the merit of Christ. Those of you who are before the radio or the internet, nobody is asking you to do any works. Instead, you are offered this grace of God as a gift to the tempted, to the doubting, to the poor, to the one who feels like he is the last one in the group. This is the one for whom this word of comfort is intended. Just as you find yourself, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, all sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven. As such poor, insufficient, doubting, tempting people, we can believe this right to be a child of God because our sins have been forgiven. It is not a complicated way of the child of God Those of you on the outside, if you own these words in your heart, the words that say, your sins are forgiven, you too shall become a child of God. This is in accordance with the Bible. And this is something that will take you to heaven. And you can join in with the words that my home is in heaven. And this is where my mind returns. And my mind is longing to our heavenly home. My sorrow shall end there. And death shall be over when my journey is over in faith. So it is, child of God. And Paul's prayer continues here when he says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. That is, the first fruit of love is, fruit of faith is love. When you look at each other in this service tent, the expressions on people's faces are free, and they greet each other with God's peace, and they carry each other, and they experience a holy unity. And there is no explanation for this. There is no other way for this except through the Holy Spirit. And this same unity is experienced with God and with Jesus Christ. This is important or precious. It is God through His Spirit that creates this feeling of unity. And we can feel in our hearts this peace and joy that is created by living faith. But this love and this theme or topic of love is in particular being highlighted. This is a sensitive matter. It can be easily lost, but when I think about my personal life, it is hard to repair when you have to personally humble and say, sin has been done. And here you can say that the flesh and the blood is hurt when you have to say, I was wrong. But the Holy Spirit can make our mind and heart so humble that we would repair our matters and we would speak about those things that have been broken and to request for forgiveness. And there is nothing else that can repair these things except forgiveness. And when there are mistakes that are done that require the intervention of the temporal law, then these things are corrected in accordance, in the right order, in accordance with the Spirit of God. But this love combines us to the child of God so tightly and so closely that we feel like we are one. As it says before our text, Paul writes to the Ephesians as follows, you are not strangers. You are all the family of God. We feel like we are members of a family, the members of God's family. And therefore, it pays to take care, to cherish this love. And there is an amazing power there. If you read about the letter to the Hebrews, read it as your homework, and you can see what is the result of faith. Even in a temporal sense, it's amazing when believing people have endeavored to work hard here in this life and to act in accordance with the Spirit of God. In this day, in this time, when there is a unity and connection with God and Christ, and to those who have been born after Christ, that is the unity of the Holy Spirit. This is such a source of power that it's like these summer services. Without this love that comes from the heart or the faith, this would be impossible. People are amazed. This would not be possible. How is this possible? The only way is through faith. And this is something that here in God's house, we can be in this kind of care. It's like God's goodness is surrounding us, and we can support each other in this evil world. Time is running out, but it also says here that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height. What I think here is that Paul is bringing up that the fact that there are borders to the kingdom of God, and it is important that we keep in mind what are the kingdom of God's borders or boundaries, what is acceptable to the child of God and what is not, what kind of work, what kind of activities, what kinds of doctrines, what kinds of concepts will take us out of the kingdom of God, and what kind of partakings protect us in this kingdom. That's why it is important that this key doctrine of the kingdom of God would remain clear within us, and we would be revealed to us, and above all that we would see the preciousness of the kingdom of God, such as in the 21st chapter of the Revelations, he says, I saw a new earth and a new world, for the first world and the first sea was gone. This is relating to the first covenant, or the old covenant. And then John says, I saw a new city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, prepared by God, like a bride adorned for her husband. Is this how you see the kingdom of God? Like a bride adorned for her husband. This is a beautiful metaphor. This is what the kingdom of God is like. The partaking of this kingdom of God is something that should be pursued, and it should be tried to be reached. And the road to heaven leads from this kingdom of God. And so that it would be possible, and in order for it to be possible for us, we do need to believe. Like a child, we need to turn and allow ourselves to be cared by God, by the love of God. This is how we can be protected in this house. And as it says in the final verse of our text, in the last two, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant. Paul says that God can do in accordance with that power that worketh within us. We can do a lot. And what power is this? It is the power of the Holy Spirit. The child of God does not need to carry burdens regarding the future. God will care for us. And when you encounter difficulties, accept them by faith as coming from the child of God. Think like a child, that the misfortunes are also from God. It doesn't feel easy, but when God gives you this heart and mind, it makes you free, and it gives you security and joy over the love that God gives in his kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters, I myself came up here tempted. I couldn't even sleep, really. There were so many questions on my mind, so many doubts. This prayer of God to pray on my behalf too, to give words and to boldly proclaim the secrets of the kingdom was on my mind so often. Can I believe my sins and doubts forgiven? I wish to believe all my sins forgiven. And to those of you who feel poor in faith, there might be someone who thinks, Those others are fine, but what about me? How do I know how to... We say, through the power of God, it is through the power of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, believe, comforted, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' blood. It is the power of God that carries us, and we shall arrive to the destination, to the glory of heaven. That is what is on our mind. My home eternal is in heaven, and that is where my mind is longing. When this longing is on your mind, then you have the strength to continue, to even seek and pursue that peace onto your heart personally. In Jesus' name, amen.